This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize them to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. So remember to visit our website, a21r.com and ncs51.com, newcaliforniastate.com. That's what you want to look at. Anyway, we got a lot of things happening here, as usual, on Agenda 21 Radio. So remember to visit our websites. Also, the call-in number, which is being disguised right now by equipment, because we've been working on the studio, the Agenda 21, A21, and NCS 51 studios. 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. I know it by heart, but, you know, sometimes you got to have that visual cue, especially so early in the morning out here in the left coast. It's a 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So we welcome everybody nationally here on Agenda 21 Radio. Like I said, we have a lot of things to talk about. Donald Trump and Chris Wallace squared off and sparred, and I don't think that Chris Wallace fared too well in the heat. The heat was on. Let me tell you, Donald Trump thinks of everything. You know, he has the interview outside the Oval Office. There's like a patio area out there. He has the interview outside. Well, you know, and Chris Wallace is like, wow, outside. Now, you would think that, you know, an outside interview is not a big deal, except for the heat was on. yeah, the good Lord Father provided for like an over the 100 degree day out there in Washington. By the way, it's muggy. If you go to Washington and it's that hot, it's usually really muggy. So much so that it got Chris Wallace to say, you know, look, it's really hot out here. And Trump's just smiling. Now, of course, what that meant was, what that implied was, that if they did it inside the Oval Office, then clearly there would be a question about, oh, you're inside the Oval Office and you're not maybe space, you're not distancing yourself socially. Where's your mask, Mr. President? But outside, they were socially distanced. No mask for you. So, you know, and of course, that was the obvious thing, this mask thing. The hoax goes on, doesn't it? The national hoax goes on. The hoaxdemic, if you want to call it that, continues. And all these people that have just fallen head over shoulder, you got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. We're going to have a mask shame you. It was just yesterday, I went into several business. I had no business going into a couple of them. I just wanted to go in without a mask. I wanted to feel the shame, if you will. The more and more people, I encourage you to do that because it's your God-given right to breathe air. Yeah, without any interference of a mask. In fact, I feel so sorry for the workers. You can see especially in the afternoon, it's a late shift in some of these places, and they're tired. You can see it in their faces. And I think it's because they're forced to wear these masks. I think it's unhealthy. I think that these people have there should be class action lawsuits against all these businesses that are acting as cops for Gavin Newsom and sue them out of business. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's going to be, at some point in time, when this whole thing turns, that's what's going to happen. These businesses are, and by customers. By customers. This is going to be the trend because they listen to a dictator, Gavin Newsom. Boy, there's a lot going on with Gavin Newsom. He's a little nervous. In fact, if I was him staring down the debt, and of course, the lead-in for this, of course, is what Donald Trump said yesterday. No help for you, Gavin. No. Gavin Newsom's not going to open the school, so therefore Donald Trump, you know, there's federal dollars that's tied to all this stuff, right? There's federal dollars tied to all this stuff. And guess what? Guess what? Newsom doesn't apparently know that. We brought this out on a radio show, for the last couple of weeks. You know, average daily attendance, ADA, those are things that are tied to federal dollars. And he's out there saying we're not going to have 88. Now, see, the whole ploy, let's get through this. Let's get through the narrative for Gavin Newsom. He has no money, so therefore he's going to cut out school. That's really what it comes down to. He thinks he's going to save about $18 billion over the course of a year. That's what's going on. He thinks he's going to save about $18 billion. And what's it going to save for our kids is the question, because he's not going to open schools. Butts in seats, BIS, is the mantra. Butts in seats. I heard last night that people are poo-pooing, apparently a couple of educators who are so profoundly knowledgeable as superintendents. I just can't believe this. Are saying in some places, in some necks of the woods here in California, don't worry, we have a $1 trillion reserve. In California. Really? I mean, you know, that those numbers, listen, those numbers don't hunt. They do not out here in California. When the legislative analyst office itself says we have an $85 billion debt and it's going to grow, and then the legislature, oh, no, it's only $54 billion. Well, you know, a billion's a billion, right? But the numbers just are, I mean, it's a $54 billion. I'll use their numbers. I'm comfortable with what our people, Chris Street, came up with, $85 billion, and it's that same number that's being used by the Legislative Analyst Office. They are the neutral folks, and they're fairly neutral. I mean, they're a government entity. We get that, but, you know, they are fairly neutral. They actually do tell the truth. If there's only any truth in California, in the Capitol, it comes out of the LAO, the Legislative Analyst Office. Okay, so we get that. And they're saying it's an $85 billion. They say it. 85 billion, let's say that with a B, ladies and gentlemen, billion. There you go. 1 billion is 1,000 million. That I started saying that back in the Orange County bankruptcy because at the time there was about a $4 billion problem for Orange County. Then it went broke, it went bankrupt. They couldn't meet some of those needs. So listen, California can't meet its needs either. Now this is an interesting thing, and we're gonna get into this in the second hour. This is not the first time that California is seeking a bailout. California is the bailout queen. It's the bailout queen. Several successive years, by billions, California has been bailed out. Lucky for the Democrats involved, right? Lucky for presidents that would give them the bailout. And lucky, well, not so lucky this time, because Donald J. Trump happens to be the president, and there's no bailout for you, Gavin. No, I think four bailouts and now a bailout of 100, it's going to rise. This is the other unknown to people. And we're going to get this out there, that $85 billion at the end of the day, towards the end of this next fiscal year, is going to grow. This is how debt works. It's going to grow to $125 billion. And they're going to come hat in hand to Donald Trump and expect to get that bailout for their own malfeasance. California has a history of malfeasance, gets all the money on the planet, and spends it over the top, or loots it for China, the Chi-Coms, and of course there are other betters, you know, the big bad boys.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We'll be right back.
Okay, have any of you looked at Kamala Harris lately? I'm just, okay, I'm off script. Admit it. It didn't take long, did it? But just, what a weekend. I got to tell you, just what a fabulous weekend. New Californians all day strong on Saturday, determining the fate of California. I mean, really, that's really what it was. There's an article, you can see it on Agenda 21 Radio on New California State. It's not up on New California State yet. Panorama picture of everybody. It was great turnout, fantastic group of people, 26 counties represented, 26 counties represented by senators and assembly members and county officials. And boy, did we get down to business. And Chris Ann Hall, she made an appearance. Also, Peggy Hall, by way of her YouTube presentations, and Chris Street. And it was great. It was absolutely great. Liz Ritchie did a fabulous job with putting everything together, and so did the Armstrong. So did that Yuba County group. God, what? That Yuba County group, you got to watch out for them. I'm telling you, they are just something else. And Robert Armstrong doing a great job of leadership out there. Anyway, put that whole thing together. And the city of Marysville, I want to thank everybody over in the city of Marysville. They, you know what? They are really waking up to this liberty notion over there in Marysville and in Sutter County. I mean, the two counties join at the Feather River, basically, and the confluence of the Feather River and the Yuba River. And this is old school gold mining area. Marysville, named after Mary Murphy. Mary Murphy, part of the Donner Party, get it? We eat our own. Get that? She was a survivor. And it's not too far, really, but as the crow flies, it's a long ways. I mean, he's still from Donner Pass up there in Truckee, California. Isn't that a neat name, Truckee? Just keep on trucking. Keep on trucking through Truckee. Great, fabulous American history up there in the Sierra Nevada. It's a gold country. All that stuff, everything is just absolutely fabulous. This is the history that's not going away for those righteously indignant leaders in down there under the Golden Dome. I'm not going to bash the Assembly or Senate in California anymore. We're going to adopt them. I mean, they're out there. They're adoptable. They're orphans. They're orphans in the legislative process. So we're just going to adopt them. Adopt a legislature. So, you know, we're going to adopt a legislator for New California. This is what we have to do. We have to negotiate with these people. So, well, let's start off with the adoption part. More on that. More on the adoption part. But anyway, get back to Kamala. See, I told you I'm off script. I'm not even looking at – I'm supposed to be talking about Donald Trump right now. And don't worry. We're going to get to Donald Trump because it's still playing very well right now. But have you guys seen Kamala Harris? She was on – The Al Sharpton show, and this came out yesterday. Are you ready for that? This is the Twitter account. It's called Cat Turd. Yeah, Cat Turd. CATTURD. And it says, oh my God, Kamala Harris was on Al Sharpton's show and must have gone crazy with plastic surgery. And I don't know what to make of this look. I really don't. Here, I think she's a beautiful woman. I really do. I think she's a beautiful... I mean, listen, I forget the acidity behind it all. I mean, she presents herself very well, and I think very professionally, but she's, you know, a terrorist. I mean, let's just make sure we understand that. We understand her leftist agenda, and she's done some pretty evil things to people, especially when you talk about being the Attorney General of the state of California. So, okay, now we got that out there, but the visual on her, she's attractive. Okay, why is that not a selling point to the Democrats? Because right now, if this picture is her, and I saw the clip. I don't have the video clip out here right now, but I saw the clip, and I was kind of like, is that Kamala Harris? Clearly, she's had some cheek augmentation. She's had some nose surgery, and she's had some eye surgery, which, man, it's ugly. I can't put it any other way. It's just ugly. You know, so why do you go from attractive to ugly? I mean that. I know. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I'll take that. I just don't see this actually being appropriate. I don't think the public's going to buy this at all. I think when they look at this, if she's going to be a candidate, let's say for vice president, this is not an appeal. I think you, especially, why would you do this on the run-up? You're only 100 days out of the election. You're not even nominated. By the way, the Democrats are going to do everything virtually, of course. So I told you, they're trying to destroy representative government, and it's happening at the Democratic level. They want to do everything virtually so you don't have people gathering. So you can't have people gathering. It's not because of the COVID virus. That's just the excuse. We all know that's the lamest excuse going on. It's this is their political ploy. This is the only way they see themselves. See, the big thing for Donald Trump is people getting together socially. You know, put a stop to that, and pretty soon, shocking, they just, you know, they go crazy with it. So we got all this stuff going on with it. It's just amazing what's going on here. Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry. Now I've really lost it in this. I got to get back to square. But now that I've lost it, there's a woman that I'm looking at this, Ashley St. Clair, and Kevin Sorbo tweeted this. This woman, oh, let's catch the sound on this. We can do that. Here we go.
Black lives. Refund the police. Refund the police.
Refund the police, she's yelling. And where she's at, here we go. She's pouring black paint all over the Black Lives Matter sign that was painted down there in front of Donald Trump's buildings in New York. And so she's got all kinds of paint.
We're not standing with Black Lives Matter. We want our police. Refund our police.
Refund our police, she's yelling.
Refund our police. Y'all don't care about Black Lives. Get the paint.
Now here comes the police to arrest her. You know, she's going to get on her knees. They're trying to arrest her for doing. No, oh, we got to take out the handcuffs. So she's on her hands and knees, and she's spreading the paint out all over the yellow. So desecrating it. Oh, it's awesome. Well, you know, it's malicious mischief, right? And the police don't know what to do with her. They don't know to lay hands on her to what. But everything's been painted over. How does it feel? So now I'm sure that this is de Blasio territory, of course. He was out there painting the sign also. What would you be doing that? Okay, the bigger story, though, that's going on with all this stuff. But I'm telling you, what did we do? I think we're going to put this up on our website, Agenda 21 Radio. I came across this yesterday, and I thought, man, is she ugly or what? What happened here? And, you know, when people have plastic surgery, I get that. You know, I'm not taking away, but I'm not sure about this look that she's got going on. It's really weird. It's almost like as weird as Michael Jackson made himself. Right. I mean, why would you? And the look that she's got as Kamala Harris has been sold to the people. That's the other thing. You know, selling your looks, your appeal, your messaging goes along with that. And now you change your complete look and appeal from a visual standpoint. Let's just talk visually. Just that's all I'm talking about here. The messaging, we understand where she comes from. But the appeal, she's got a brand. That's it. She's branded with that look that she's always had with who she is. And now, see, the fan base, I'm just reacting as a fan. I'm not a fan. Please, come on. I'm just giving you the what for here. But her fans are going to go, what's that? What is that? What's the appeal there? And, you know, she's obviously a very proud woman. And that pride has come out. And, of course, your attack on Joe Biden was epic, actually. Joe was just not thinking that day, of course. But she's got that fan base. I think the fan base is going to turn away from her. I think this is stupid. I think this is going to be one of the wackiest things in American history when this whole thing blows over about how she changed her looks and her appeal. And then she came out on Al Sharpton's show. Of course, that leaves us all behind on that one, right? So Kamala Harris changing her look. Wonder what that's all about. I mean, I can speculate, but I'm going to have to go back to Cat Turd and talk to them, see if the cat meows. More cat meowing here on Agenda 21 Radio. So, as to quote the famous person who wrote this, it says, it's so bad. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back, and yeah, we got the Kamala Harris thing going on now. Yeah, we do. It just amazes me. Why would, I mean, I understand, you know, plastic surgery and augmentations and, you know, things like that. And the real reason for, you know, these surgical procedures oftentimes that, you know, scarring, you know, people get injured and, you know, that sort of thing. So you have to have these kind of surgeries. I get that. But man, when you're a politician, you know, it's kind of weird. It absolutely is kind of weird what's going on here. And, of course, we're more than happy to point out weird at this point in time. Because isn't it just a weird world we're in? I mean, my God. Portland is blowing up. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit about Portland and get that kind of straight with people. Yeah, good old Kamala Harris. Boy, I'll tell you, she's just got that bad look. Anyway, it's up on the website so you can actually see the bad look that's going on. And make your own judgment. But obviously, there's a Twitter feed there, and you can I think you can go ahead and connect to the to the original Twitter and find out what's really going on. But at least you'll get a visual. There is no doubt you're going to get yourself a visual of this one. Okay, so Donald Trump yesterday kind of an interesting thing here. Donald Trump meets with Chris Wallace. Didn't work out too well for Chris Wallace. It just didn't work out too well for Chris Wallace. And, you know, oftentimes with Donald Trump, it doesn't work out real well for most reporters. And there was a few things that he kind of got caught up on, and that staff didn't have him kind of briefed on the one thing. But the comment, I think, about Joe Biden, who's admitted, actually, in various places, I don't think they caught up on the news clips, but he has admitted that it's clear that he supports defunding the police. Now, he hasn't come out, he's only just recently come out and said, oh, I don't support defunding the police. And that's because, you know, actually the media on his own side have been saying, you know, they got a position. You shouldn't be saying that kind of stuff. Stay away from those crazy activists within your own party saying defund the police, you know. And I loved it. That lady was pouring black paint all over the Black Lives Matter sign, smearing it all over the place. And she's saying, refund the police, as the police in New York arrest her. Because, you know, they are de Blasio communists, right? I wouldn't say the police are, but it's pretty obvious. Listen, it is really obvious that, and if you have not known, he's a card-carrying communist, always has been. They elected a communist, and I'm sure that the system was all gamed in New York. New York is just like California. You got the same treatment going on. Everybody and their mother is, you know, out there doing their thing to try and destroy the American dream, right? And especially very well in New York, which, you know, New York and California, boy, if you can get it from two ends of the same same way, you know, this is the kind of stuff that you will find, obviously. And, well, that Kamala Harris thing keeps popping up. That's a bad thing. And you can see it for yourself. Kamala. Whew, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There it is. But somebody else has retweeted my tweet. Okay. I got you. Yeah. What happened to Kamala's face? Okay. We got the Twitter thing going on the Agenda 21 radio side, and everybody's tweeting that. And then we got some other little things going on. This whole thing with I'm off script. I'm sorry. I apologize. I got to get back to where I'm supposed to be. So, because we're having more fun than we should be allowed to have, right? That's the famous Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, boy, he's. I'll have some comments about Rush Limbaugh, I think, in the second hour, because it's really he needs to straighten out some of his terminology, his act. In some regards, this actually Rush Limbaugh is the reason I got into radio, because I tried to call his radio show back in the 90s. He was talking about education, which moi was an expert in, and he was talking about my kind of turf and one of his. It was totally off base. I mean, it was way off base about his comment. And you know, I love the guy, so you know, I'm going to call him and say, you might want. And I told the I don't know what the guy's name was that always you know he his. Caller in guy, and I told him, I said, he's way off base, man. He's just lying to people and misleading people about how it works. I said, if he gets on track, then he's really doing a great service to everybody, so that's cool. But he never got on track, so that was the problem. So anyway, that's what I prompted me to call. You know, I said, I'm gonna start my own radio show. That was in the late 90s, and I went out and started my own radio show. So darn it, and here I am back. I'm back. Man, that's a long time ago. It was 1999. And I'm doing radio again. Continuing every single day. And I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. Okay, so this whole thing with Donald J. Trump blowing up all over the place with Chris Wallace. So they sit down. And by the way, I guess I probably should report about this hitman at the door business. That there was an assassination attempt in New Jersey, of all places, go figure. Gunman in a FedEx, there goes that arrow business thing again, in a FedEx uniform, slays the son, wounds spouse of judge linked to gang, Epstein, housewives cases. Man, this judge has it all. Yeah. It says federal judge blocks in an execution last minute. Oh, that's another story. By the way, it is past 9:30, so we will be definitely getting to you the Rasmussen Daily report, which I have no expectations of where it's going to be. I have none, other than the trend, as we were talking about, is usually down on Mondays and up by Fridays. This is a big story in that a judge worked on cases involving Epstein and other famous things. And, you know, this is really sad. She was apparently down in the basement, and father opened the door, and he got shot right away, and the son came in to help the dad out, and he got shot right through the heart and killed him. So a gunman wearing a FedEx uniform on Sunday killed the son and wounded the husband of a federal judge linked to high-profile cases involving Jeffrey Epstein, Real Housewives of New Jersey's couple, and gangs, and is shocking murder now being probed by the FBI. You think so? The shooting occurred in North Brunswick, New Jersey, home of Judge Esther Salas, a source told Associated Press. And it says the AP report, citing the state's chief district judge, said the son, 20, was killed. NewJersey.com reported that the shooting occurred at about 5 p.m. yesterday, so that would have been 2 o'clock Pacific time. It says this is from the ATF, and says the FBI is investigating a shooting that occurred at the home of Judge Esther Salazar in North Brunswick, New Jersey. And we're looking for one subject and ask everyone who thinks they have any information to call this number, 1-973-792-3001. The FBI is investigating a shooting at the home, blah, blah, blah. Okay, U.S. Marshals and state and local officials are also investigating. Salas's husband, defense lawyer Mark Anderle, Anderle, there you go, 63, was injured, the AP reported. I guess he was shot multiple times and survived it. Point blank range. That's one tough dude, let me tell you. The gunman poses a delivery driver for FedEx, two sources told the NewJersey.com. And the report said that Salas, 51, was the first Hispanic female appointed U.S. District Judge in New Jersey. And, you know, she was a political appointment by Obama. But that doesn't, I mean, she seems to be handling cases that are pretty sensitive. Daniel Anderle, a college student, was at the judge's only child. Oh, sad. A FedEx spokesperson said the company is fully cooperating with the investigation. So apparently they had a FedEx truck of some sort. You know, these assassins go to very special links to disguise themselves. So if they're going to get a FedEx disguise, they're going to get a truck that's just like a FedEx truck, and then what they're going to do is paint it as a FedEx truck, drive up and shoot you. That's what they do. That's how it works. So thoughts and prayers for that one. Right? Anyway, stay with us. Oh, gangs like the Crips. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Before we get into Donald Trump's interview, I'm waiting for the computer to spool up here so we can get the latest. It's after 9:30 Eastern time, so the index will come back. So the President Rasmussen daily tracking poll for Monday shows that 46% of likely U.S. voters approve of the president's job performance. As I recall, last week it was at 44% on Monday. Let me check. So there's a trend going on. The week before it was like 42 on Monday, 44. You get it? So then those numbers went up to as high as 47% over the week. And this is, and again, we're charting for, I think this is one of the best ones. It's the one I relied upon for the last several election cycles. Rasmussen was one of them, the USC poll, which isn't out yet. So today it's 46%. And by the way, on July 20th, 2012, for Obama, it was 47%. There's this number. See, they're just like matching numbers on the same day. That's the trend line. You know, see, this what I see from a trend line from 2012 that really kind of matches 2020, forget about the candidates, you know, that tells you something about the population. The general, I think it does, the general population. It's basically the same levels. So back on July 1st, it was 44. See, July 1st, what day was that? That was a Tuesday, Wednesday. So if we go back a little bit more, on June 26th, June 29th, it was 42%. See, that this is where we're coming in on this. 42% for Trump. Now, all of a sudden, July 1, he went up 41%. So it fluctuated even now July 2nd, 46%. And then 47% on July 3rd. See what I'm saying? And then did they have one on July 4th? July 6th, it was 47%. And then I think he's going to stumble. It's going to go down on July 7th. No, 45% July 7th. 45% July 9th. 45% on July 10th. 13th, 45%. See, that's, the trending is just staying there. 47% on the 14th. 48% on the 15th. At some point, it drops down big at one of these. Well, 45% on the 17th. And then, I know somebody's calling me. Stop calling. The coin is for scale. Whatever that means. Okay, and 48%. Then 48% on the 15th. See, he's getting way up there. And then it comes down on the 15th, on the 17th. And then on the 20th, he's at 46%. So the bottom line is here, well, today's the 20th, he's at 46%. So this is Monday, this is the highest over the last several weeks he's been on a Monday at 46%. So with that trend, that's what I'm saying, the trend line on Mondays is now going up. So let's see where it is at the end of the week. And I think this part of it is going to be this interview that he did with Chris Wallace, banged it out of the park. And, you know, now they're kind of beefing about the whole thing. I finally listened to it last night. Chris Streethead was, we were on the public phone call last night. Over 300 people. Thank you very much for your participation last night. It was great. It was a great turnout and a great, great questions. Pretty intense information about California. And listen, all you employees of the state of California that were listening, you're more than welcome to listen in on these public calls about how we're going to take over the state and everything else. It's okay. We want to help you. We're here to help. We're absolutely here to help you in your time of need, New California. So anyway, that was a great meeting last night. And by the way, John Lewis, I got to pay respects to this guy. He really faltered in the end of his career. I really believe this. I'm a Martin Luther King fan, a huge one. Used to teach all of his stuff to all my leadership people, and that I just go way back with him. Obviously, we declared independence for New California on his birthday. You guys that don't like Martin Luther King or whatever, that's what we did. There's a reason for that. And yet, you know, for your deep thinkers, you can figure it out. But John Lewis, you know, he took all the beatdowns, 40 arrests and so on to try and prove his point, you know, civil disobedience and do it peacefully. But he really, at the end, especially with the adoption of a Marxist ideology of Black Lives Matter, he was really stumbling. And they were taking advantage of him. You know, that's the problem that I have with the whole thing. But, you know, his legacy is very important to understand, and it's, you know, I don't think he helped the situation. I don't think he helped the situation at the end with this sort of transference from somebody who was a Martin Luther Kingite to somebody who would espouse violence. I mean, Black Lives Matter is a pretty violent group. They're terrorists. They're absolutely domestic terrorists. It's proven out in Portland right now. I mean, all these beatdowns there. So, you know, now, this is the thing that's disappointing about this whole John Lewis thing. And God love him and rest in peace and all that stuff. And his legacy needs to be, is tarnished now because of people like Al Sharpton taking advantage of an older man who adopted him or got him to be connected to Black Lives Matter, an absolutely racist, bigoted hate group that it's a Marxist organization. And he tied him up with that. And that's why I think it's terrible what they've done to his legacy. Because he'll be known for that. Oh, he supported Black Lives Matter. Well, who are these people? These are the people that are killing innocent white people. And they sort them out as white people. They're declaring their actual racist attitude towards whites. I mean, that's racism. And now he's tarred with that. That's my point. But let's let him rest in peace, and I'll tell you what, when he was doing what he was doing in a peaceful fashion, he was doing a very good job of it. But that's just my take on that. Donald Trump, though, I'll tell you, is there going to be a national mask mandate coming? You won't find me wearing one. Now you got some towns out there that are trying to fine people if they're not wearing a mask. They want to fine you for doing unhealthy things, right? Yeah. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One, zero.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So we have, here we have your weekly update on Monday. Remember, we'll get the final numbers about this later today, probably tomorrow morning. And if, you know, so Chicago weekend shootings. You know, for those of you that love these leftist cities, all of them run by Democrats. Just, you know, and the person to point this out, of course, has been Donald Trump. You know, for years, this has been going on in Democratic-held territory, right? No one says anything about it. Well, it's Democrats here. It's always the most violent areas. They're run by Democrats. And somehow, for the nation to not know this or think about it has been an issue, hasn't it? So finally, Donald Trump says, well, how come it's always Democratic towns and cities and states that are in this problem? Now, California, and we'll talk about that in the next hour. How come? So Chicago weekend shooting, this is, as Fox News reported, 10 dead, nearly a dozen minors are injured. There you go. So 10 dead. And you know that Lightfoot, man, she's lightheaded. Not only does she have light feet, but she's lightheaded. The Chicago mayor. Unbelievable. By the way, good news coming for the new Illinois business. Yeah, a lot of indictments. Madigan, we're going to talk about Madigan and that impact. We might get some of these new Illinoisans. You're listening out there. We might get you guys to call in 215-867-8255, the call-in number. We'll be opening them up in the next hour. Yeah, new Illinois. There's new California, and there's the new China State Federation. All following the same Founding Fathers script, I might add. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.